From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The fallout continues from Britain's vote to exit the European Union. The results of the Brexit vote, the term coined to describe the referendum, caught many off guard. As Millar Sager reports, analysts say the resulting volatility could last for weeks, if not longer.
For those who voted to leave the European Union, the outcome was reason to celebrate. But in financial markets around the world, there was little to cheer about. Speaking to VOA's Jill Maladrino, financial analyst Stephen Kalijian says investors should hang on to their cash until the crisis blows over.
I don't think this is a buying opportunity. I think this could be the catalyst to something that could last throughout the whole summer.
The uncertainty sent stock prices sharply lower on Wall Street. Analysts say there's no reason to panic yet, but because there is no historic precedence for such an exit, many say financial markets could face continued volatility for weeks. Perhaps even months. Millar Sager, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Barack Obama says he spoke to British Prime Minister David Cameron and is confident the United Kingdom is committed to an orderly transition out of the European Union.
But while the UK's relationship with the EU will change, one thing that will not change is the special relationship that exists between our two nations. That will endure. The EU will remain one of our indispensable partners.
Mr. Obama says he believes that the Britain's unexpected decision to leave the EU speaks to what he called the ongoing changes and challenges raised by globalization. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. military has launched its first airstrikes against the Taliban in Afghanistan since President Barack Obama expanded the authorities under which U.S. troops can attack the insurgents. Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook confirmed Friday the strikes were carried out in the southern portion of Afghanistan under those new authorities. He said the strikes hit their intended target, but he would not elaborate. Earlier this month, Mr. Obama expanded U.S. military involvement in the country to allow more airstrikes against the Taliban, as long as those strikes can help the Afghan offensive succeed. Previously, U.S. commanders were authorized only to use airstrikes to protect U.S. forces on the ground. Fierce fighting erupted in eastern Afghanistan Friday after militants linked to the Islamic State group staged coordinated overnight attacks on Afghan security forces outposts and civilian areas. A provincial government spokesman says the clashes in the district of Kot in Nangarhar province continued into the morning, leaving at least 30 Islamic State militants dead and several others wounded. He confirmed that three civilians, including two women, were also killed, while 12 others were wounded. Pope Francis denounced again Friday the World War I-era mass killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide as he met with Armenia's president, Serge Sargsyan, that statement that enraged Ankara a year ago. Francis, who is on a three-day visit in the country, used the Armenian term, which means the great evil, but added to his prepared text the word genocide to refer to what he called the first of the deplorable series of catastrophes of the past century. While Turkey acknowledges that hundreds of thousands of Armenians died between 1915 and 1917, it has denied that their killings constituted a campaign of genocide. Here in the United States, West Virginia Governor Earl Ray Tomlin has declared states of emergency in 44 counties after the worst flooding in the mid-Atlantic state in 100 years. Tomlin said Friday that the National Guard has been called to help those struggling against the waters.
Currently, 200 National Guard members are now actively assisting in eight counties, and I have authorized up to 500 of our members of the National Guard to come and help during this disaster.
As much as 25 centimeters of rain fell in the state on Thursday, sending numerous rivers in the southwestern and central parts of West Virginia over their banks and into the streets of nearby towns. As many as 20 people have been killed by the rushing waters. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.